Prepare to be blown away by Ben and Ralph. The Darmalars podcast begins in T minus 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, and 42. The Darmalars starts now.
And then I put in clever music, and then the show starts. Thank you, Jay from the Jay Jack podcast, for that lovely introduction.
Yeah, no problem.
We are here and we are queer. We are
on
trying
average.
To get this new system up and running so we can get people to join us on the show. And Ben and Ryan are passing around video podcasts of a midget punching something. So,
what? Can you blame me?
Too bad this isn't a video podcast.
Otherwise, I just put it up to the camera.
This is the Darmalars podcast. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
And welcome, Jay. I just want to say thanks for that awesome opening. And if
Dude.
You want, yeah.
I can add it to my list of accolades now. That's right on top of everything now.
Awesome.
It's I can die a happy man now.
Sweet. I'll send Ben to kill you then.
Hooray! My first assignment.
So, anyway, Jay, it was good talking to you.
I can't hear Jay, but bye, Jay.
But we will talk to you soon.
Yep.
All right, buddy. And, take care.
Yeah, see you guys.
All right.
Bye.
This is the Darmalars podcast with Ralph.
And Ben.
I'm Ralph.
And I'm Ben.
That's Ralph and Ben. We'd like to thank Jay for helping us out with our opening today.
I don't know how to thank him.
We all week, Brian and I have been trying to figure out this whole podcasting from across the nation.
We could barely figure out podcasting from across the room.
I know. And so I dropped Jay a line. And he was able to help us out, and in turn, it turns out we helped him out.
Yeah.
So we figured out this whole deal. So look forward to upcoming podcasts with more than just me, Ben, Ryan, and Jimmy.
Now that we know how to use the internet.
Yes.
And computers.
So there you have it. That's mission accomplished. It took like what, maybe half hour total?
Yeah, that included also talking about stuff, and
I was
looking at cartoons for some of that. So.
Yeah, you'll hear some of that after the podcast today. I'm definitely putting some of that stuff in.
Well, because it was gold.
But yeah, it's funny how something that me and Ryan, or mostly Ryan, was working on.
And you guys were being totally frustrated.
Like, oh, it's been just a pain in the butt. So
but now it worked out like
there you go.
Within seconds of trying. So that's good.
Good to go.
Good. Yeah. Thanks, Mac. Thack. You know what? Also, apparently in that episode, he says, bless you, ants. Blants.
What?
Yeah, according to WikiQuote.
We're talking about the UK show,
Comedy
Look
show,
Around You.
Look Around You.
It's a science parody show.
I recommend it if you can find it anywhere. They showed it on BBC America.
Go on YouTube.
Yeah, that's
type
true.
In Look Around You, and there's a bunch.
And that's where it comes from. Sometimes we'll say thank you blank, and then just combine it. So it would be like in the show they say thank you ants, thants.
There you
but
go.
They also say Blants, apparently, which I totally didn't remember.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
So look around you. Go check it out. It's like 3 years old.
This is the Darmalars podcast. We talk about Lost and Look
We're
Around
almost
You.
1 year old.
We are.
You know what? April 24th.
You know what made me think about how old our podcast is? When I handed you guys Cadbury eggs today, I was like, wait a minute. I brought Cadbury eggs for the podcast before.
That's
and it
funny.
Wasn't last week.
That's really cool.
That's true. Like last year, I brought...
And speaking of Cadbury eggs,
which someone pointed out on the Blogspot,
have this star that's on Juliet's back.
Yeah, that brand that she got is the Cadbury egg brand.
Apparently. So apparently, she's full of delicious.
She's full of that white delicious stuff and some of that yellow delicious stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so go for it, Jack. Pee and lymph, whatever is white.
It's a totally good candy.
It is. So what'd you do this week, Ralph?
Nothing. I was editing this story that I worked on last week.
Oh, okay. And you banged your heads against the wall with Ryan?
Yes, trying to get this thing going. Yeah. But now it works, so we're cool. That's it for me. What about you?
I went to the Dropkick Murphys show.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go?
That was awesome. It was really cool. I was afraid I was going to get into a fight. What's that?
A lot of skinheads.
There were some skinheads.
Or people with shaved heads.
There was like some kids there. There was like this 8-year-old kid with like a mohawk and a leather Ramones jacket.
Awesome.
Way to go, kid.
Does he even know what the Ramones are?
I can only assume.
You didn't ask him?
No.
I thought that's what you do at shows, to get to know new people.
Just walk up to them and compliment them on their jacket. Hey, 8-year-old, what's up?
I don't even know you, mister.
It was a good show. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
Awesome.
And then on Monday, I went and saw Ghost Rider and Black Snake Moan.
Sweet.
In a chain movie double feature.
Dudes in flaming heads and chains, and girls with giant foreheads and chains.
That's right. It was Black Snake Moan is really good. I recommend you go see it.
I'm going to. Good. I have a lot of movies to catch up. We did not see Zodiac last Saturday. I still have yet to see it. So.
I saw Zodiac last Friday.
After the recording, yeah.
Ryan got drunk and slept in the parking lot. Now that's producing. like old school there. Ghost Rider was okay. If you like comic book movies, it was a little slow for my tastes. Mm-hmm. It took a long time for anything to get going, and I didn't feel invested in any of the characters. I didn't think Nick Cage was charismatic at all.
I like him in that movie.
Really?
Yeah, I thought he was fun.
We have a difference of opinion.
Yeah.
And Black Snake Moan is great, and Christina Ricci is topless. Yay. I almost clapped my microphone. No, that was not me clapping, sir.
That's not going to pick up either.
Well, trust me, I picked it up.
He just started masturbating on the show. Great.
It's Sweeps Week.
Oh, it is Sweeps Week. That's why we got the awesome intro.
That's right. So man. It's all about stunts.
What do you say we get into this episode? Because my notes this week, dude, is completely full. Yeah. Like, I know.
I'm looking at Ralph's notes. Normally, he's got like 5 or 6 notes on a page. This page is entirely full. It's got brackets. It's got diagrams.
So what do we say we get to? Enter 77.
Let's talk about Enter 77.
The Darmalar's episode reaction, which is the name of this section, apparently.
Should change that. Episode 3X11, Enter 77.
That's the year I was born.
That's right, and that's the year you entered, as we said last week. You said you thought this was an interesting episode title because it's not about the flashback.
Yes, I said that.
Oh, something Ralph said earlier.
Yeah, podcasting. It's so much fun.
Lulz.
We had just spent the last... How long?
30 minutes.
However long it usually takes us to do the episode reaction section,
right?
Which you're listening to now,
with your ears.
We've done that already.
What?
And
oh yeah,
something happened.
Yeah, we.
And the computer doesn't think we did that already.
Ryan's computer seems to think that we weren't on point, and he wants it to try it again. And it actually flashed up a message saying louder, more energy, which I thought was weird.
Be more funny. So
you're not activating my hilarity circuits.
So I, like I said earlier, you're hearing, I do have a full page of notes.
Yes.
Which is awesome this week that we have a full page of notes, because it's fun to talk about a whole bunch of stuff twice.
As opposed to last week where I had 2 notes and one of them was misspelled.
So what I did was I handed my notebook to Ben. So Ben is going to be reading through my notes,
you know, this,
which we've already discussed.
This kind of flows from last week, because last week I read my notes. Now this week I'm reading your notes. It's like it's a natural progression. Soon, yeah. I won't need you at all.
Well, I mean... we've already discussed my notes thoroughly.
So I know what they mean.
In a podcast that the computer didn't like, so...
There's a note on here that you didn't mention, which was Nasonex, which I imagine is the ad on the online ABC.com.
Yes, it is. I put those
I know that much about Ralph, is that I know
time,
he likes to see who's
every week I put the ad.
Nasonex. Episode 3X11, brought to you by Nasonex.
which is the Bumblebee. It's not Antonio Banderas. But why is the
why
voice...
Why is he so sexy? Please, don't take off your stripes.
But I'm glad that the bee animation is getting better.
Is it?
Yes. The very first bee animation looked like a crappy previs.
It would seem like they have bee animation down. They could just steal the honeybee from...
Oh, yeah, I was thinking C's.
Hello. All right. Here's your first note. Sawyer is sad.
Remember when I said that? What did I say?
I do, but that thing doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sawyer is sad, and you seem to think Ralph. I'm like interviewing Ralph now based on the last podcast. Now, Ralph. Yeah, it was a pre-podcast in setup. Now, Ralph, isn't it true that you seem to think that Sawyer was too sad?
I think he was too sad. There must have been something inside of Kate that made his emotions run rampant.
She was not full of deliciousness like Juliet the Cadbury egg. She was full of making Sawyer sad if she leaves.
Yes, we found out. God, I'm out of it. We found out that this past week that the symbol that
oh,
is...
Oh, I think we did that before, didn't we?
I don't know when we did it anymore.
Well, you better be ready to edit this.
Well,
if
you guys want to hear this story twice, because we sure heard it twice. The marking on the back of Juliet's the same as a Cadbury egg.
Yes.
All right.
They're delicious. All right. Paolo had guns and ammo and toilet paper.
The shittingest dude we know on the island.
Dude, Paolo is all about taking a crap. We've seen him three times. Twice he was taking a crap, and the third time he said, "Is it the others?"
Which is code for taking a crap.
Oh! I had a whole thing about...
The funny thing is my brother-in-law, every time he comes out of the bathroom, he says, "Bustin' makes me feel good."
He likes busting a deuce, huh?
I guess so. That's going caca for the layperson. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Well, we're going to talk about that there's not been that much crapping on the island, with the exception of Hurley finding big leaves to wipe his ass with and them trying to make Vincent crap out Sun's diamond ring.
Yeah.
So Paolo carries 50% of the crap jokes on Lost Island. Another note says 2 days have passed since the last episode, according to Saeed, because they've been watching for 2 days.
Yes.
And last time we saw them, they were on the beach.
Yes. So there you go.
And I thought, geez, 2 days, that's a long time before he starts to really get into lockdown.
And
where are we going?
I heard that on Wikipedia that they are now on the 77th day.
Oh, did you read that?
No, I heard that.
You heard that on Wikipedia? The audio
I heard
version?
It on a podcast.
Yeah. The podcast on the street. So episode Enter 77 happens on the 77th day on the island, apparently.
That's cool.
It's good to know every now and then where they are. where they are on the timeline.
Wow. It's like Daybreak. Horribly train wrecked.
Okay. Another note, Ralph note. Fake horse? Looked like it. Ralph asks himself questions on his notes and then answers them.
I like punctuation.
Tell us about the fake horse.
You tell us about the fake horse. You've already heard it before.
There's a shot of the flame, which we can't call it a bunker. It's more like a
house. Like a rec hall for a summer camp.
It's like it is, except with more Merlot.
Yeah,
and slightly less vodka.
I should have said it the first time, but I was too busy being way awesomer than I am now.
In one of the establishing shots of the flame, when they're casing the joint, you see it looks like a digital mat, maybe. Of,
is that your theory?
Yeah, I've decided.
This is awesome.
I've become Ralph.
Why is your hand in the air?
I don't. Yeah, that's right.
Or
I wave my
hand.
Is
it a dorsal fin? Apparently, Jimmy brought it to our attention that there was a fake horse in front of the flame. A.K.A. Ben Johnson. And
that's my cock.
It's only
not a fake
the
horse,
few
it's just my wang.
It's a few of the shots at the beginning where you see the satellite dish and it pans down from Saeed's point of view and the horse is totally fake. I have a feeling that it is a effect shot because the satellite dish looks digital. That may be the background plate.
So it's like a pre-vis horse?
Yeah, they just grabbed a fake horse for the shot and Jimmy noticed. Sharp eye, Jimmy. I know it's your birthday coming up.
I know. We're he's going to be older there. Than both of us put together.
No, well, maybe not. And that joke worked better last time.
Probably because you said it. But I said that he was mushing carrots up into his Metamucil, and that's why he's got such good eyesight at his advanced age. Happy birthday, dude.
Advanced age or advanced stage? What did you say?
Age is what I said. Okay. Where did Sawyer get a ping pong ball?
Where did he?
I was
wondering that exact same thing.
It's not even a ping pong ball. It's like a wiffle ball. It's like a wiffle ping pong ball.
Like, that's even easy. Like, a regular ping pong ball is hard enough to get, but a wiffle one?
Yeah, I know. I was hoping they were going to use the glass eye.
Who ended up with that glass eye? Is it still in Libby's pocket?
Wait. Did Libby take it?
Yeah, she was in the arrow
when they found it.
Yeah, and she was the one that ended up with it in that Dungeons & Dragons scenario.
It would be pretty fucked up if you were Mikhail, assuming it's his glass eye, and you can't find it because it's buried with some broad.
But he doesn't need it because it's purely cosmetic.
Good point. I watched
Waterworld the other day, and that guy, the bad guy, had a fake eye, and it was a bad movie. Have you seen Waterworld?
I've never seen Waterworld.
Oh, you should. It's Poke-apocalyptic.
I know, and I love Poke-apocalyptic. We should put this in our new chapter. The Darmalars discuss haircuts. Son has bangs now.
I like the bangs her.
Oh.
See, I said it right this time.
Yes.
That's where this is an improvement on our previous unrecording.
I would like to bang son, too.
The son is hot.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Yeah, for some reason, I mean, I'm not... I don't know. I was going to say something that was stereotypical, but it's funny that we're the podcast that... I think every episode talks about hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, well, you don't really see a lot of dudes talking about hair.
You know what's with all these... I'm not going to do it. I can't like make the same observation twice. I feel like...
I did the whole Waterworld thing.
All right. Well, it's funny that on the island, everyone starts to get these kicking new hairdos. I think maybe Paolo is like a hairdresser, and he's the one that's cutting Claire's hair for her, and... Son's hair and Charlie's jaw.
Wow.
Whoa.
It's funny how we're always finishing each other's sandwiches. Oh, my God.
Oh, this is a good one. I want to talk about this one.
Okay, go for it.
This is Ralph's note.
Wait, you want to talk about this? Okay.
Yeah, I want to talk about
it. I'm excited.
Danielle is full of shit. I know this. A, she'd never been there. B, she takes off to go to the spring. C, she lets Gale go. See, what I mean... You're saying that Danielle, we can't trust Danielle.
I don't trust her one bit. Anything she's ever said, ever. She's full of shit completely.
Which can track back all the way to like her science team and
yes,
her transmission could be a fake.
Yes,
which is do you think fascinating.
That, do you, so do you think that that could actually make Alex the biological daughter of?
Yes, I do.
Ben?
That sounds like the kind of thing I would say.
Wow.
Yeah, Ben Linus could actually be Alex's biological.
If you believe my notes.
So is she part of this huge like security system they have on the island? She ranges out.
Yeah, she's a bitch.
That's like, the security system. We've got a black smoke monster and a bitch. We're
they
safe
stick
now.
Mikhail in the flame as a fake thing. Like he's pretending.
He's pretending to be.
I'm
a
the
Dharma
last
Dharma
survivor. They send Rousseau out for some reason to wherever she was.
So they can be ranged out where they need to be.
Yeah.
But they have a cover story in case they run across any. One that they would consider a hostile.
Ben Linus's cover story was, I fell in an air balloon.
Gale's balloon, yeah. But why would she shoot him in the...
It's the perfect cover.
And that is the oldest trick in the spy book, is to shoot someone on your team.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that would totally...
Because it doesn't make any sense that she would give up Ben Linus to Syed so easily.
Believing... That's true. Believing Rousseau is like one of the pillars of Lost.
Yeah.
So if it's to turn out that she's been lying the whole time, that would be ground shaking and awesome, I think.
I mean, she's in the first episode
with the fucking French transmission. There was a whole podcast named after her.
Yeah.
The French
Jay
transmission. And we both took a chance at the same time on different jokes. So yeah, Danielle being full of shit, I think that's possible, man.
Yeah.
Am I still here? Okay. Another note here, Dharma vodka and Merlot in the flame. What's with alcohol?
Yeah, our Dharma initiative guys, like...
They like boozing it up.
Yeah,
they're dropping loads of Merlot and beer, and I'm not going to say the McCutcheon, because last time we recorded this, Ralph said that the McCutcheon probably came from the plane.
May have.
And you made a good point that it's not labeled Dharma. So.
Yeah, and you made a good point saying that there is Apollo bars.
I hope this translates. Yeah, there's a lot of booze.
Yeah, strange.
So, I guess I guess the idea is when you're part of the Dharma Initiative, if you sign up to go and live on this island and do their experiments or whatever, it's meant to be as much like real life as possible while you're on an island. So you can have cookies and candy bars and booze and reading materials and 8-tracks and vans. And
they don't have like soda, or I guess it doesn't keep as long. But
yeah,
beer.
There's no Dharma Purple stuff.
Yeah.
Or Dharma Sunny D.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's a good point. They're the only beverages we see.
Or alcohol.
Are alcohol and ranch dressing.
And is there milk? They have cereal, so I'm assuming.
There's like condensed milk or something.
But they don't have cows in the hatches.
That would be funny if they did. it'd be a lot cooler if they did.
There's a cow in my flame.
Fuck it, he's dead.
There's a horse in the hospital. Dr. Octagon.
Here's a good note from Ralph. DOS prompt.
Hey, the DOS prompt was back.
For those of you that aren't familiar with the Dharma Lars, the DOS prompt is on computers in the stations, in the Dharma stations. It's
also the logo for the Dharma Lars.
For the Dharma Lars. Yeah. Turned on its side like an emoticon.
Yes.
So it was good to see that again.
And it is not in Mooninite, as some people might think.
So yeah, the DOS prompt. Official sound. McHale's lighter has a green flame.
What?
I love reading your notes. Ms. Lippy's car is green.
yes, I did notice soda. How did they do that?
I think you could honestly buy a lighter like that. I mean, I know you've seen the blue ones, but I think you can honestly get ones that light up green. And I don't know what causes it because I'm not a scientist like my old man.
I think it's magic.
I think magic is one possibility. The force or science.
Or...
So those are your two possibilities, is math or magic or science or the force. Three possibilities.
Force is magic.
You know, when Mikhail introduced himself, and I'd like to point this out, he says, "My name is Mikhail blank, and I am the, because I couldn't catch his last name. It was too Russian.
Navy.
Navy?
Yeah.
Mikhail Navy?
Yeah.
I get it, finally. I had to say it myself.
Navy? What, huh?
Uh-huh. Mikhail's Navy? Right. With you? Huh? Say a word. He says, "My name is Mikhail Navy, and I am the last surviving member of the Dharma Initiative."
It's funny because a lot of people do that on Loss.
Yeah,
you know, like my name's Saeed, and I am a torturer.
My name is... what's the other one?
You're the one that said it last time.
Oh, yeah. My name is Benjamin Linus, and I've spent my entire life on this island.
My name is Claire, and I'm Squinchy.
Which she said in maternity leave. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, my name is Claire, and I'm Squinchy. She was talking to Alex. My name is Alex. I am not a good actress.
My name's Carl, and I look like Luke on Bespin. Wait, I fucked it up. It's Dagobah.
He looks like Luke on Dagobah, you idiot. Mikhail's story is full of shit. We should not take anything he said seriously concerning the Dharma timeline. It's true.
Yes.
I mean, we found out that he was lying enough that we can't honestly believe anything he says. Like, yes. Ben Linus. Like, we can't believe anything Ben Linus told us. Which is too bad, because a lot of that was really fascinating.
Yeah.
Especially the idea that the scientists are the ones that went after the people we think of as the others.
Yeah.
And a purge, they called it.
Yeah.
Which is funny coming from Mikhail. I mean... In Russian history, there's been several pogroms, purges, and it's a bloody and horrible part of Russian history. Mm-hmm. So, interesting. Mm-hmm. Someone translated what he said in Russian to Ms. Clue. I saw that on Lostpedia.
Yeah, it's pretty much do what you have to do.
Yeah, it's like, it's take the shot, take the shot.
Yeah.
It's actually the same dialogue from Speed.
Is it exactly verbatim?
No. But it'd be a lot cooler if it was.
Shoot the hostage.
La vitesse.
95, great year for Jeff Daniels. He was in Dumb and Dumber also.
Wow, that is a great year.
Same year as he was in Speed.
It wasn't going to get any better. Hey, this is me. I'm going to call 1995. Hello? Hello? Yeah, just let Jeff Daniels know that it's not going to get any better. Bye. So, yeah. Sometimes I call other years.
That's awesome.
Sawyer too cocky. Obvious that Hurley would win. True.
It's true.
They were setting it up too much.
I believe that.
You believe your known note?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Do you think that ping pong is why Hurley says he's known of something as a warrior back home?
I have no idea why he's called a warrior.
Well, you should think about it in terms of ping pong. Ping pong. Get back to me.
I mean, Hurley did knock him apparently
into
in
next
the head.
Week. He played Mercy, I'm sure.
But he like knocked Sawyer in the head apparently with his last strike.
With the last strike.
Or
yeah.
whatever it's called.
I was playing ping pong and ding dang.
Been shitting pancakes ever since.
That's from a movie called Beer Fest. You
check
it
out.
Hey, what do you have at Netflix right now? We never talked about
that. Nothing still.
Man, you
because,
son of a bitch.
Well, you know, it just takes a while when you decide that you want to rent robot jocks. And it has to come from far away.
It's on a long
lands.
Waiting list, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, it just comes from far away. Because no one in California
would rent
robot jocks. But it should be in the mail today. We should just go watch that instead of recording the rest of this.
No, we're going to power through. I have Space Mutiny.
Okay.
I have Space Mutiny.
MST3K or
yeah.
Plan? Okay, good.
Big hard cheese. That's a good one. What's the party that they keep setting up throughout that whole
Debs?
Episode? Yeah, party at Debs later.
I think. Calgon,
if you guys get a
away.
Chance to check out that particular episode, it's one of my favorite Mike episodes of MST3K.
What were you saying? Next note?
The next note is 2 feet from Saeed and McHale could not hit him with pitcher.
Oh, shit. I didn't even say that note last time. Let's talk about that.
This is going to be all new material.
So Saeed's kicking it in the couch with Kate and they're doing their little mind games. And
yeah, that was cool.
And the guy who McHale apparently is the dude from Toy Soldiers.
Yeah,
a really good movie.
That's
you
one
should
of your
check it out.
Movies.
Yeah, you should watch it. So anyway, he says, "Do we have to keep doing this?" or whatever he says
yeah,
to Saeed, and he throws a pitcher like I'm. It's like not more than 2 feet away, and the dude totally misses.
Well, maybe he's not used to tossing pitches around.
Oh shit!
They've got different aerodynamics.
Depth perception.
Depth.
I just realized it.
You answered
I'm
your
a
own
fucking
question.
Idiot. He's depth perception.
Yeah.
But it's like a 10-gallon. Thing of tea.
It's a 10-gallon thing of urine. That was part of his prank on them was like, oh yeah, I work for Dharma. Also drink some tea.
He's not Chinese.
Well, I didn't say he was playing a joke.
Well, he said
prank.
He put pee-pee in their coke. Is that borderline?
Racist?
Nah, that's childish.
It's childish.
It's ignorance.
Ryan said he went to China. They do play that kind of joke.
It's fair that every race pee-pees in people's cokes.
That's right, yeah. And just to have a funny rhyme for it isn't racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saeed may not have tortured that lady, but he saw the errors of his ways through her eyes.
Oh, you're talking about
and
the
felt
flashback.
Pity for her. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that maybe...
yeah, we both don't think that Saeed tortured that girl.
Yeah, we think that maybe... He was looking for forgiveness for his wrong.
Yeah, he saw a chance
to
confess.
She was looking for validation and getting.
It's kind of like that episode of The Simpsons where Principal Skinner comes back from Vietnam, mm-hmm. and it turns out that you know the guy we know as Principal Skinner is like
a
phony.
Guy. Yeah,
it's like when he comes home from the war, Mrs. Skinner's like, "You must be Seymour. You look like him." And your bedroom is the first door on the left. Like, they both know that it's not true, but they're willing to accept it because it helps them each move on. I think you're right, man. It's, like I said, it's funny that they didn't show us in the episode. Because a lot of times on Lost, if there is going to be something like that, then they'll do it at the very end.
Yeah.
Like, also, it turns out, I didn't really torture you. Bye. And he gets
dun,
on
dun.
His horse. What's that? Dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, you know.
I didn't really torture
you. You don't have to take my word for it.
Dun-dun-dun.
For you reading Rainbow fans.
It was really great. Dun-dun-dun.
Let's do it again.
Lock checks
I
the
was
computer.
Reading Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It's a really good book about a bunch of kids who go to the chocolate factory, but some of them are bad, but Charlie is good, so he wins a factory. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Lock checks the computer to find answers. And this is you and I have a major difference of opinion.
I know, and I don't want to discuss it again. It took a lot out of me the first time.
Disagreeing with me
so
much.
This? I will give my points. Ben will give his points, and you guys decide who's...
Yeah, you decide who's right.
Whose point you agree with more.
Like me. Call in or leave us an email.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. What is your point about Locke in the flame?
Locke tries to get any opportunity he can to find answers... About
Stupid.
What's going on the island.
Shut
so
up.
He checks the computer, but and then that's what happened.
I say it's stupid to have a guy tied up, a hostile tied up, and you know there's another hostile running around, and your two guys are out looking for that other hostile, and you decide now's the perfect time to go play computer games. Good move, Deep Blue.
Even if you have a gun?
Especially if you have a gun. You stay at a line of sight. I still think you don't turn your back on that guy. I mean, Locke's... To play a game. I thought it was stupid. I thought it didn't make sense tactically.
That guy killed Will Wheaton.
Well, and I know Locke is probably bitter about that because he met him on that episode of Star Trek that he was on.
Really?
Yeah, they were. He was on an episode of Star Trek: The Next Generation
with Will Wheaton.
With Will Wheaton.
Jesus
wow.
Christ!
That was across your bow. Ryan just fired a warning shot at Ralph. So anyhow, you think that it's more important to get answers.
Yes.
At that moment, and the computer represents answers to Locke, and I think it's more important to keep an eye on a guy that could kill you.
Yes.
So there you go. Call. Okay. Let us know. That's
yeah,
right.
Me.
Miss Clue came back just to get killed off. Was the actress too busy?
I guess. That's my theory.
Dos vidania, Miss Clue.
Sayonara.
I don't need her, that particular actress or that particular character, but I do need to find out what she was doing with Walt.
But are we going to find out unless she shows up in someone else's
yeah,
flashback?
Yeah, anyone can have a flashback about what was happening to Walt. Linus could have showed up, and even though Michael never saw him, no, he couldn't have shown up. But Tom could have flashbacks about what they were doing to Walt. He says something about they got more than they bargained for when they took him.
Yeah.
I definitely want to find out. I mean, although how are we going to show it without the actor that played Walt being like 3 feet taller than he was when they kidnapped him?
Maybe they shot it already.
Maybe. That'd be cool. Mikhail tries to kill himself, but Saeed does not allow it to happen because he wants to see it play out. Now, I didn't catch this.
I totally did. After he points the gun and shoots Clue, he raises the gun to his head and he gets wrestled out of his hands. It reminds me of the movie Dr. No.
Yes.
Where people tend to take their own life as opposed to report back to Dr. No that they had failed.
Which raises the stakes, because whoever the leader is for these people that we think of as the others is obviously so bad that you don't want to go back and tell him. Like telling Vader that you fucked up.
Yeah. So Saeed denied him that right.
Because Saeed wants to see it play out.
Yes.
He's like, Saeed knows that he's trying to kill himself.
Saeed's like super smart.
Yeah. So he's like, you know what would be great? Are you going to take us to your base, and then you're going to get whatever's coming to you, because you pissed me off. Ralph wants to point out that when Locke first tried to enter 7-7.
Not the first time, but the last time we see Locke sitting at the computer.
Okay, it's light outside.
It's light outside.
When the flame blows up, it's dark outside.
It's dark outside. Just so you know, he had enough time to get everything they needed and leave the flame
before
he blew up.
Which is good, because I think it, at the very least, those manuals might come in handy.
Yeah, like they didn't show the scene where we got everything, let's go, and Locke's like, hold on, let me do one last thing.
7-7. But I'm sure that's how it went down. I mean, there's too much information. Yeah. Those folders have got to be the most fascinating thing on the island.
Yeah, I'm sure Saeed has all that chunk. He might have taken the pages out.
I mean, it's true that since the purple, the communications might be disrupted and they maybe can't call for airdrops or whatever. Mm-hmm. But still, to know all the procedures would totally help.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got all these operations manuals are really important. And they're really important. I said that sucking up to producer Ryan, because that's what he writes for a living. So I thought
you were bagging on him with the whole the first section being not recorded.
I could have gone the other way. Oh, no, not at all. I don't blame
They're
Ryan
very
for
important,
that.
Ryan, so maybe you want to look in that before you don't record our next podcast. Ryan told me to fuck myself.
Good Wait. Flashback to Island story comparison.
I didn't even mention that note last time.
Yeah, how so?
Because...
All right.
I don't know. I don't even know why I wrote that down. A lot of times you get, it just feels like maybe, I have no idea. I forget why I wrote that down.
Sometimes it's hard to reconcile what's happening on the island to the flashback. Sometimes you have to figure it out, but this time it was clearer to you.
I guess.
And you also say the cats have different markings but look similar.
Yes.
Those are two different cats.
Two different cats.
I'm
tired of the whole para animal thing.
Yeah.
The horse.
The boar. The cats.
Slide.
I mean, I think they're different cats, frankly.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get... one of them was Rum Tum Tugger, and the other one's Gus.
Gus is a mule, you stupid head.
I am stupid. Do you want to hear what Jimmy had to say about the music?
No.
You want to talk... No. Why not? No, you want to talk about next week on Lost?
We
want
to talk about next week on Lost.
Damn it. All right, coming up next week on Lost.
All right, blarp, blarp, blarp. Is it saved? Does it work?
Episode episode 3X12, Par Avion.
I don't know what that means.
That's my French accent. I'm doing it to drive Gomez Adams nuts. It's Par Avion.
Is he a pirate?
What?
With the steering wheel in his pants?
Arr, it's driving me nuts.
You rang?
You never watched The Addams Family?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then there you go. Did you? You know what's funny is I didn't see The Addams Family until I was like 12. Or 13, even older. Like, all I had ever seen was like Munsters, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what's this weird Munsters ripoff? Yeah, exactly. It was like, or on KDOC. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what's
about
up next on Lost. See you guys next week. Yeah, as usual, I fucking derail us.
So
Par Avion.
So it's a Claire-centric episode, and
which
according
is hot,
to the,
by the way, I know you think she's scrunchy, but I'm way into Claire.
The
that says Ryan.
According to the promo, we're gonna find out that Jack is gonna be with her.
Oh yeah, as a brother. Yeah, the promo department at ABC says
one of these people
is not like the others.
And they threw a picture of Jack in there, so
it's like
Arrested Development.
No, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about everything that we
like
talked about last time, unless we want to. I don't remember the trailer much.
Neither do I. But the one thing I did see, I got a copy of TV Guide from my mom. And inside, I was thumbing through the Lost junk, and it's there's a picture from Claire's flashback, and it looks like we're going to be talking about hair again next week.
In our special chapter, the Darmalars discuss haircuts.
Claire has jet black hair. She looks good.
You know, I think that kind of coloring would work for her.
Yeah, you should check it out next week.
I think you know what? I think I will watch Lost next week. I was going to do something different, but this time I think I'll watch Lost. And what I'll do is definitely watch it a little more closely, because there was Darmalar's cookies, apparently, on screen two episodes ago.
Yeah, flashed before your eyes.
And we missed them.
Yeah.
They flashed right before my eyes.
Yeah, I don't have HD, so...
So you have an excuse.
I have an excuse.
I have a totally HD.
I have a hung
because of all this Claire talk. No, I have HD on a giant TV, and I still just didn't pay attention, apparently.
Well... Stay on it.
It's all those highballs before I watch.
Well,
Lost.
I actually sent a message to Jorge. This has nothing to do with next week on Lost.
Oh yeah.
But I said if he happens to see any Darmalars on set, to put them in front of the camera as much as he could. He said, "All right." I don't know if he'll keep to his word.
I hope he doesn't put them all the way in front of the camera and we can't see anything.
He should walk around with them, or give them to other actors. Like,
hey, can you hold this during this scene?
Like Ben, like Juliet and Jack.
Product placement style. Say, Jack, would you like a Darmalar?
So, that happened. So look for Darmalars
for
next week on Lost.
Next week on Lost, yeah, keep an eye out for that.
And what do you say we get to a segment that we haven't already done once today?
That's right.
Let's get to Jimmy. Jimmy.
Oh. Jimmy, happy birthday.
Us. Happy birthday.
And tell us about the music.
Hello everybody, it's Jimmy in Seattle once again. We're looking at the episode Enter 77. I actually enjoyed it quite a lot. Story did seem to move along, and it's good to see Saeed back in action, actually. He does kick ass. Completely. But what the hell are they doing to Locke, by the way? I mean, do you remember, like, in season one, Locke was cool. And he was a guy you wanted on your team, but... No, he's kind of gone Wile E. Coyote on us. Anyway, we hear about the music. Listen behind me. This is a piece called A New Trade, which first appeared in season two. And the episode where it featured prominently was One of Them. The question is, at the time, if you look at One of Them, you could be led to believe that this may have been a Saeed-centric theme. Turns out that We're not very good at picking our themes for people of late. They seem to be messing us around. Anyway, here's a bit of Saeed from Season 2, using this theme in the background, just to jog your memory.
Jack asked me how I knew. Knew for sure that this man was lying. How I knew for sure that he was one of them, one of the others. I know, because I feel no guilt for what I did to him.
Don't you just love those waves in the background there? Shut your eyes. So here's the theme being played
in that
episode.
But there is no way I can ever explain that to Jack or even Locke. Because both of them have forgotten. Forgotten? What?
That you were strung up by your neck and left for dead.
That Claire was taken and kept for days during which God only knows what happened to her. That these people, these others, are merciless. And can take any one of us whenever they choose.
See, it was used quite prominently in this scene and carried a lot of gravitas.
So tell me, Charlie.
Here's the big moment.
Have you forgotten?
Which I love the sound of the waves in the back, too. So the thing is, here we are saying that we've identified a theme, and yet last week became quite obvious that some of the things that we say we're believing are identified to certain characters are actually sort of identified to people across the board. This is a track called Mess It All Up from Season 1, and you can clearly hear the theme in the background, which I was claiming was Hurley's Alone. Looks like anyone can have it. As is referenced in this next scene. Take a listen to this. You're going to hear two themes basically blended together. In fact, actually three themes. I'll come back to that in a moment.
So today, I ask only one thing of you. I ask you now that you show me the respect of acknowledging what you did to me. That it was you who questioned me, that tortured me, and that you remember me.
So one thing that was mentioned last week, it's
a
very effective piece, I think. But then this scene, I've edited slightly for time, but it morphs. Listen. So we go back to the theme.
I am sorry.
And of the track, A New Trade.
I am so sorry for what I did to you. I am so sorry.
I forgive you.
So you can see how the two themes are just used back to back there. And I actually said there's three themes. Well, there's actually an element of a theme.
So finally,
let's have a listen here.
I had a reason to leave my apartment. I rescued this cat.
Right.
And
here,
I brought him home. Sits with me when I read. Sleeps with me. And he purrs.
And it only lasted four bars, thereabouts. But you can hear they were taking elements of this theme, which is called Credit Where Credit Is Due, and this appeared in Season 1. So we had three recurrences of well-known lost music in one scene. Nicely done. You know, there's nothing like a didgeridoo to get you going. I actually play one of these things from time to time. I might give you a sample next week. Anyway, Claire-centric next week. Hence the didgeridoo in the background. I did enjoy this side episode, although I thought it was just really a case of recurring themes musically. We had some repeating incidental background music too. I'd like to go into this all a bit more, and I say it every week. I'm sure we can come up with some way to squeeze more in somehow. But anyway, it was a great... Overall, I think the story moved forward. It is nice to be back with Lost. Getting back to the island, getting back to the other characters and see how they're developing. Even if Locke is turning into a complete tool. I'm very disappointed with him. Anyway, this is Jimmy. Wishing he was in Australia. I'm actually going at the end of the year, I hope. Again, my family lives there. Anyway, signing off on behalf of the Darmalars. Namaste.
Thank you, Jimmy. For saving us. Hey, listen to us. This is the first time we're talking about this.
I don't know what you're going to say next, and it frightens me.
I don't know either, but that's our show, kind of.
What, being frightened? Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah, we're done recording the show. Sorry.
Let's give our info out.
What if you had an infro? It's like an afro that you can get information from?
That's like a hairstyle that only a small amount of people understand. Like they get it. Like it's an infro.
Yeah. Or what if it's like an innie belly button, but it's like if your whole head was full of ingrown hairs.
Gross.
Oh, hey, that's a pretty sweet infro, bro.
Awesome.
Thanks. It took a lot of work.
So let's give the info. I have an announcement to make.
Ooh.
Before we... Oh, Ryan doesn't know either.
You know what? I saw it on your notes, but I didn't spoil it because I didn't know what it
meant. Is it at the very top?
It is.
Oh, good.
So do you want to do that first or give the contact info?
Let's give the info first.
Okay.
And then before we go away.
Hey, everyone out there listening to the Darmalars podcast, thanks for listening. This is Ben. I would like to hear from you, so if you feel like dropping us a line on the email, we like to read our emails. Ralph responds super quick. Want to hear what you have to say about the show, want to hear what you have to say about life, questions, concerns, whatever. It's darmalars@gmail.com.
darmalars@gmail.com.
That's G as in Google.
That's G as in G. That's an awesome podcast you guys record. You can also call us at the Dharma Line and be part of the You All Everybody segment at the end of each show at 206-338-4261.
That's 206-338-4261. It's like an answering machine.
It is. It's like an answering machine.
And we play all the things at the end during a segment we call You All Everybody.
I mentioned that.
Just like Ralph said.
MySpace.com/Darmalars. Be our friend.
Frapper.com/Darmalars. Stick a pin in the map. I went on there today. We got a lot of pins.
Awesome. I haven't been on there for a while.
And the world.
Which is funny because it's right on our MySpace page.
That's right.
Yeah. Visit us at Darmalars Blogspot.
DarmalarsPodcast.blogspot.com.
I didn't even put a dot in there. I totally skipped podcast and dot. Darmalars
DarmalarsPodcast.blogspot.com.
What he said.
Which is funny because like I'm so professional. It's the first time I've ever said it. It's the first time I ever said it without whizzing on my pants. So that's where we hang out all day. We post threads and people comment. So, yeah, drop us a line there.
Awesome.
So give us a special message.
Special message. Guys, I am in touch with our good pal Jimmy in Seattle. And what is going on is he has a lot more to talk about the music than we
can fit.
We can fit. Or just he just feels that he likes to keep his segment short.
Yeah.
Kind of manageable, but he does have a lot on his mind, and he has a lot more to talk about the music from season 3.
We're all big fans of music here on the show.
And on or around Monday, we will be posting on the Darmalars feed a special extra bonus segment from Jimmy.
There you go.
Those of you guys who are listening on the LPN, we won't be posting it on the LPN, so come on by, swing by. Subscribe to our feed and hear what Jimmy has to say. I cannot wait.
It's good because we give him an extra forum to talk about stuff if he runs out of time. Also, we need to have his file into us really quick, considering how the show ends on Wednesday at 11, and we record Friday like at 7 p.m. So this is good. It gives him more time to talk about the music of each episode.
Yeah, so look forward to that, guys. Check us out on Monday. Jimmy, I'm excited about it. I'm really excited to hear
I can see his nipples from here.
Jimmy's?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome. Seattle's really clear today. It's the one non-rainy day of the year.
So, yeah, guys, definitely, definitely check it out. Jimmy's probably my favorite part of the show. Got a lot of positive reviews on iTunes, and every single one of them mentions how awesome Jimmy's segment is.
Someone says he's like a music professor from Oxford.
So, Ryan thinks Ryan he sounds like someone from NPR.
What do we sound like? Shit. The sound of shit. Not someone taking a crap,
B-M-R.
Just existing shit.
Right, guys? BMR?
Instead of NPR?
Yeah.
I get it. Very, very funny.
And topical. NPR.
So brave.
So that's our show. Give me a movie.
I thought that someone requested Con Air.
Oh, shit.
Did you see that on the Blogspot?
I totally remember
it
that.
It might have been Mike. I can't remember.
And the funny thing is, I did not think of a single line.
Well, you got time right
shit,
now.
Shit, I'm on the spot. So say some goodbyes.
I will. I'll
thanks.
Do my goodbyes.
From the
Producer
Lost
Ryan,
Initiative.
Thanks for sitting.
I want to say, Girls of the Lost Initiative, first of all, thank you for playing our drunk calls.
Yes.
And thank you for returning the favor, Kimberly, because the 2.5-minute call that we get to hear today is awesome.
Is she totally drunk?
Yes.
I can't wait to go home and plug my iPod into my computer and then listen to it.
Interactive.
So this is our show, the Dharma Lords Podcast. So listen to us every week. We talk about Lost and anything that we think is funny. Producer Ryan, thanks for helping us out. I do not blame you for what happened earlier, just so you know. I blame Steve Jobs. Did you see in The Onion where he unveiled the new product, unveiling product? Anyhow, also I'd like to thank Seattle Jimmy from way up north in some town that I can't remember right now.
Seattle.
Oh, yeah. There you go. And the girls at the Lost Initiative, Scott and Steve, Jay and Jack, everybody. I'll talk to you next week. Lost a la vista.
Put the bunny down. Is that paraphrased? Is that right?
That's close enough.
All right. I'll get a better one next week. An MC Gainey one.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's in that movie.
Yeah.
Know who else? You know who isn't in that movie? You all, everybody.
Up next.
See you guys.
McGainey.
Hey, Ralph. Hey, Ben. This is Kimberly calling from the T-Dot Toronto in the house. It's like 2:30 in the morning. I'm like upstairs at some guy's house party. All my friends are downstairs and I'm like, I stole his phone so I could call you guys. I'm drunk. You guys called us drunk, and I called you drunk, returning the favor. I just want to say, you guys rock. I love your podcast. You guys rule. Amy and I are, like, awesome. You guys are fucking awesome. Okay. I'm totally going to regret this tomorrow. But anyways, you guys rule. I can't wait for the next episode. Later!
What's up, Ralph and Ben? This is Dre calling out of LA once again. And I just had like a weird little theory or whatnot that involved, actually, Michael's son, I forgot his name. Oh, Walt. That involved Walt and a couple of the other guys, Desmond, I guess. And also, what's his name? The main guy. Oh, Jack. Yeah, Jack. And Heroes, actually. Now, remember back when Desmond met up with the other guy? That his friend and this little flashback and whatnot. And I don't know if you guys watch Heroes. Hopefully, you kind of do. But it's always crazy little tie-in. So, remember in Heroes, there was an older guy that that I guess Peter got his powers from, you know, the guy he used to take care of or whatnot. What if that really Walt? Yeah, what if Walt somehow gets old or whatever? Remember, they always keep in it seems like right now the timeline is sticking to 96 or, I mean, not 96, but 2000, whatever the hell, 4 or whatnot like that. What if Walt comes back and age like crazy and ends up having the kid and all of this stuff, had his whole life or whatever, and then comes back and, you know, has this, you know, his daughter and all this other crap. And he was actually one of the first people that had power. You know what I'm saying? So where it ties in with Desmond is that that dude talked to Desmond. And what if Desmond is one of the people that actually, if you notice that they were trying to contain them and they've been around for thousands of years, and if you notice how some of the people have the, you know, like, what's his name that strung Charlie up in the tree? That guy had, like, superhero powers, and you know what I'm saying? And how in the blink of an eye, he's going to string his ass up in the tree? You know what I'm saying? Oh, and then that's another thing. On the Jack episode, the sheriff chick, remember when they were, when Jack rushed up there with Alex and had the little letter or whatnot, and the Sea Billy guy opened the door. The door, you can hear the door close behind him. It was like a split second. The door closes behind him. He rushes Alex, kind of pushed the back door closed. And then right as he said his little comment, maybe 3 seconds, the sheriff chick is standing on the outside of the door. You didn't hear it close back or anything. The sheriff being the security, you kind of think that's like, you know, she probably is some kind of security system because you look like a damn robot. I don't know where the hell I'm going with this. But the damn thing is, it just seems like, what if Heroes is the future, is basically where I'm trying to get to. And Lost is just the beginning of it. Because also remember in one episode of Heroes, Peter's brother said that if it was up to him, he'll round all the people up with superpowers with these gifts and put them on an island somewhere out in the ocean. So I don't know. It's a weird tie-in. I kind of like probably destroyed my own theory bringing up, you know, Walt and said he's the old guy in the Fed. But still in all, it would kind of make sense that, hey, what if Jack is really Lindemann and he's the one that's leading everybody and all that other crap, because he walks with us, but he's not one of us, damn it. All right, guys, you show kick ass, man. I'm a mark.
Hey, Dharmalicious Dharmalars. Thanks so much for the birthday wishes on MySpace. That was really nice. This is Blue in Chicago. I am not drunk dialing because I am at my parents' house and I don't think they would appreciate it if their daughter was plastered. But I am calling to give a couple of thoughts on the show. I just got to watch it last night. And I thought it was really good. I hope that other people like it. I'm kind of sad that people are kind of getting down on the show. But I thought it was a good show. My thoughts on it were that the whole hostels thing, like, I wonder if that is kind of like the mundanes were back in Piers Anthony's Vance series, or the Muggles in Harry Potter, like, just a term that means, you know, not us. Like, there's the Dharma people, and then there's other people who they call the hostiles. So in that case, it would just be anybody who isn't them. I haven't, since I'm kind of on vacation, I haven't really listened to any podcast yet, so I don't know if people think that the fact that the cat's name was Nadia is significant, and if they just did that for Saeed's benefit, or if that really was the cat's name, or if the cat was Smokey, or who knows. And my other question was, you know, did Saeed really torture the woman, or was he just sort of, you know, admitting as a cathartic sort of thing? Because the whole situation was kind of a catharsis for both of them. And he could have just been apologizing for torturing in general and not just her. But okay, that's my thoughts. I love you guys. You make me laugh. And that's it. Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to put on headphones.
So don't freaking talk about me behind my back.
All right, Jay, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, I'm hearing you. Ben, I put on headphones so Ben can't hear you.
Also, I can like totally talk a bunch of crap about Ben.
Yeah.
I can still hear myself over there.
His dick's so small, he pees on his nuts. Oh wait, he can still hear me.
That was private.
Why?
It may be some weird internet thing. As long as it works for you guys.